My message this morning is called A Kingdom of Priests. The Lord Yeshua is looking for servants, not spectators, not churchgoers, not messianic congregation goers, not messianic synagogue goers who go to a worship service, sing some songs, hear a message, maybe donate some money, and leave. The Lord Yeshua is looking for servants. A servant is someone who has a master and puts his master's interests before his own. Yeshua is looking for servants. To be Yeshua's servant, we must know what his interests are and then put his interests before our interests. We must give up our interests in order to serve his interests. So, what are Yeshua's interests? Primarily two things. One, Yeshua is interested in the salvation of human beings. So, serving Yeshua means we are to proclaim the gospel, the good news, the message about Yeshua, and the salvation he brings to everyone we can. That's his interest. That's our interest. That's our focus. If we're not doing that, we're not really serving him. Two, Yeshua is interested in growing his community. After we are saved, we need to become like Yeshua. We need to grow to spiritual maturity. That can only take place in Messiah's community. It will not take place for those who are off on their own. Therefore, we must be active, involved members of a local community of Yeshua followers. We must learn and grow and be transformed. But being an active, involved member of one of Messiah's communities is more than about our own personal growth. We must do things to help the community grow. We must serve our brothers and sisters in the community. These are the Lord's two interests. So I ask you, are you one of the Lord's servants? Are you serving him and his interests, or are you serving yourself and your interests? A servant is also someone who follows Yeshua. Where Yeshua goes, he goes. What Yeshua is doing, he's doing. What Yeshua focuses on, he focuses on. What Yeshua is interested in, he's interested in. Are you a follower of Yeshua? Are you following him? A servant is someone who hates his life in this world. Hating our life means putting our interests second and putting Yeshua's interests first. Loving our life in this world means putting our interests first and putting Yeshua's interests second. Are you hating your life in this world? Or do you love your life in this world? It's one or the other. The Lord Yeshua is looking for servants, not churchgoers, not messianic synagogue goers who go to a worship service, sing some songs, hear a message, maybe donate some money, and then leave. Another way of understanding what the Lord wants from us as servants is by understanding the role of priests. Under the Sinai covenant, The sons of Aaron, the priests, were God's very special servants. And they served him in very special ways. Under Messiah's new covenant, we are priests who serve God in special ways. Hear these words that John wrote in the first chapter of Revelation. Messiah Yeshua has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Let me read that again. Messiah has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. A priest is a mediator between God and man. A priest brings people closer to God and brings God and his blessings closer to people. A priest knows the ways of God and teaches others the ways of God. A priest offers sacrifices. A priest prays and leads others in praise and worship. Can you imagine a kingdom in which everyone was a priest? In which everyone knew the Lord and served the Lord and brought others closer to God and offered sacrifices and led others in praise and worship and taught others the ways of God. What an amazing, blessed kingdom that would be. And that's exactly what the Lord wanted the newly freed nation of Israel to be. Moses recorded this in Exodus chapter 19. On the first day of the third month, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." The nation of Israel, when functioning as designed by God, was a kingdom of priests. The nation itself was a priestly kingdom. It was the priest nation among the other nations. The blessings of God flowed from God to the nation of Israel, then to the other nations. The nation of Israel helped the other nations get closer to God. However, throughout our history, the nation of Israel rarely functioned as designed. We rarely acted like a kingdom of priests. We did not obey the Lord fully. We did not keep his covenant. We did not act like a holy nation. And when the Son of God arrived, who is the King of Israel and the high priest of the new covenant, the majority of the nation rejected Messiah. Very bad. So, from a faithful remnant who did receive him, and from the chosen ones from other nations who received him, Messiah created a new nation, a kingdom of kings and queens and priests, a kingdom of royal priests. In his first letter, Simon Peter described us this way. You are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. To be a holy priesthood. Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Messiah Yeshua. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. This means that every follower of Yeshua is part of a special kingdom, a kingdom of royal priests. All of us are royal priests, not just a select group like the priests in the Catholic Church. The Word of God is teaching us what is known as the priesthood of all believers. Yeshua is our high priest, and all the rest of us are priests who serve under the high priest. You are a priest. I am a priest. Since we are priests, we need to know what priests are supposed to do, and then do what we're supposed to do. Let's look at the Torah and see what the priests who descended from Aaron did. This will help us understand what we are to do as priests of the new covenant. Before they began to serve the Lord, the sons of Aaron needed to be anointed with blood and with oil. When they were ordained as priests, an animal was killed and blood was put on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Remember that? This teaches us that their ears were to listen only to God. Their hands were only to be used in the service of God. Their feet were only to be used to walk with God. How does this apply to us today? We need to be anointed with blood, spiritual blood. The blood is the blood of Yeshua. We are anointed with the blood of Yeshua when we understand that he spilled his blood for us to make atonement for us, so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we are reconciled to God, so that we can hear God the way we need to, serve the Lord the way we need to, live the right way, the way we need to. Is that you? Do you know that Yeshua died on the cross for you and shed his blood for you? Are you listening to God and then doing what he tells you to do? Are you serving the Lord? Are you walking with him so that you're living your entire life with him? Not just little parts of your life, but you're walking with him, living with him throughout the day. Aaron and his sons were anointed with blood, and they were anointed with oil. Oil is a symbol of the Spirit of God. We are to be anointed with the Spirit of the living God. We must receive the Holy Spirit so that he is living in us and filling us and empowering us for right living and for serving the Lord. Is that you? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Is the Spirit of the living God living in you? Has he given you new spiritual life? Is he empowering you to serve the Lord? Priests needed to be holy. You cannot be an unholy priest. The priest came from a special, holy, set-apart people, the nation of Israel. Then they came from a special, set-apart family, the descendants of Aaron, the brother of Moses. The priests ate special food. They wore special clothes. They served in a special city, Jerusalem, in a special house, the temple. Holy, holy, holy. We need to be holy. We need to be set apart, which is what holy means. Separate. Separate from sin. Separate from the world. Set apart for God. Set apart for God's interests. Does that sound like you? Holy. Set apart. Set apart from sin, set apart to serve God and serve God's interests. Priests wore special clothes. We need special clothes. We need to be clothed with Messiah. Galatians 3. All of us who were immersed into Messiah have clothed ourselves with Messiah. That means Messiah surrounds us and fills us. And he transforms us. We begin to be like Messiah and to live like Messiah. We even begin to look like Messiah, not physically, but the way we act and think and conduct ourselves. We begin to look like Messiah because we're clothed with Messiah. Is that you? Are you looking more and more like Yeshua? When people see you, do they see something of Yeshua? A little version of Yeshua walking around. Priests ate special food. Our food is to do the will of the one who sent Yeshua. That's our food. Our food is the bread and the wine, symbols, prayers for closeness to God, union with God, and with the people of God. Prayers to draw life and strength from the risen Son of God who is full of divine life and power. Are you eating special food? Priests needed to be clean, especially when they were serving the Lord in the temple. That's why there was a bronze basin with water in it. The priests washed themselves with the water. We need to be washed by the Word of God. When we immerse ourselves in the Word of God, it has a washing, cleansing, purifying effect. We need to be washed by confessing our sins, washed by repentance. Priests needed to be knowledgeable. Priests were the teachers of the law of God. We need to know God and the Word of God so that we can teach others about God and about God's ways. Teach them God's gospel, the good news. Teach them the way of salvation. Teach them the Word of God. Priests were God's servants, very special servants. Priests served God. Again, Revelation 1, Messiah has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. Is that you? Are you serving Yeshua's God and Father? Are his interests your interests? Or are you serving yourself? Priests served God, they served people. Priests brought God and the blessings of God closer to people. We serve people by proclaiming the good news to those at home, to those at work, to those at school, to those in our encounters during the day. That's how we serve people. We also serve people by serving our brothers and sisters in a community of Yeshua followers. By doing things to help them, by doing things to build up that community. Priests offered sacrifices. But before they could offer sacrifices for others, they first needed to have sacrifice offered for themselves. Is that you? Is Yeshua your sacrifice? Do you know that he is your substitute, that he exchanged his perfect life for your sinful life, exchanging his sinless life for your sinful life, an exchange of life? Do you understand that he died and rose from the dead, that he is the source of your atonement, your forgiveness? Your substitute, your sacrifice. Priests offered sacrifices. We offer spiritual sacrifices. We offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. We tell him that all that we are, all that we have, we give to him to do with as he pleases. When we do the right things, things that may cost us, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we serve others instead of serving ourselves, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we worship God in spirit and in truth, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we give thanks to God and praise Him, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we pray for others and intercede for others, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we forgive those who have sinned against us, even though it might be difficult, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we proclaim the gospel in the face of opposition, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we stand for the truth, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. When we resist temptation, we are offering a spiritual sacrifice. God is looking for servants, not churchgoers, not messianic congregation goers. God is looking for priests, not people who just go to a worship service, sing a few songs, hear a message, maybe donate some money and then leave. He's not looking for that. Is that you? Are you a priest? Are you living like a priest? Are you set apart like a priest? Are you serving God like a priest, serving people like a priest, offering spiritual sacrifices like a priest? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you have chosen us, you have saved us, and you have made us a kingdom of priests. Father, we thank you that each one of us is a king. Each one of us is a queen. Therefore, each one of us is a royal priest. How cool is that? Help us to live up to our high calling. Help us to be and do what priests of the new covenant are supposed to be and do. Help us serve you in the way priests should serve you. Amen.